Alrighty, guys, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the Suitcast here. And again, this is going to be the resuming part of success. And this one is going to be success embracing personal growth and development. And so let's jump right into the topic. Now, to start off, again, we have to talk about, you know, success in terms of personal growth and development, right? Now, the thing about this is that it is a continued journey. It's not something that you just like do and once it's done. You know what I mean? Like that is not the point here. Personal growth and in all of its, the bigger scope here, personal growth along with self-improvement is something that will be continuous. It's something that like I learned about probably for the first time in high school. And it's like in various parts of my life, did I actually put effort to have self-improvement, which led to obviously personal growth, right? So I think at the end of the day, it can just be summed up as becoming the best version of yourself. How many of you guys out there kind of keep that in mind? And even if you don't actually, you know, if you're not mindful of that, like I am doing things today, tomorrow, I did things yesterday to be the best version of myself. I think naturally a lot of us want to do that, or it just is kind of almost like second nature. Like it just happens and we want to improve ourselves. But there's also a lot of people out there that don't, you know, I mean, like that don't go through that mindset. And so really at the end of the day, if you're looking to be successful, if you are going to find success, it's like, how am I going to be the best version of myself? Right. So that leads us to our first talking point, which is here pretty much the power of lifelong learning. You guys already know those that know my background as a educator, as a teacher, you know, I'm a huge proponent to talk about education never stops. You know, learning really is lifelong. And I would say that the majority of people understand this concept, right? You go through life and you might have mistakes. You might, hit a couple roadblocks along the way. And it really always depends on how you kind of handle that situation. And really what you should be doing is every time you have something like that, like something that kind of hits you, punches you in the face, if you will, in life, how do you learn from it? You know, and how do you adjust from that? I think, you know, that's one of the most important things is embracing that mindset of I'm going to go through life, however old you are right now, and I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to learn from it. And when I learn from that and adjust my path, my plan forward, that is personal growth, right? You mess up in school, you fail a subject, you fail something, you piss your teacher off. You learn from that and you grow from it because it starts to shape you and shape your character, right? Same thing. In terms of even my case, learning to become a content creator after I was teaching, like that was what I learned in those periods of time when I was making that transition are still affecting me today. And I'm still learning today on content creation and, you know, being in the esports industry and, you know, even like running a business and that type of stuff. Like I'm still learning from it, you know, and that's why this is such an important thing because there is, of course, education, right? You learn from school. Some of you might even be in school still listening to this. And yeah, you learn from school, but there's multiple ways to learn, right? You have your formal education, self-study, which is something that I think affected me the most was self-study. Because the other one that off the top of my head would be like mentorship. But I didn't really have like, I had people I learned from throughout life, obviously, you know, I had good teachers and everything like that. But I would say the majority of it wasn't even from my formal education when I graduated college or anything like that. It was really just self-study. And I think that's that's so prevalent today is a lot of people self-study and they upskill themselves through what they can learn online through the internet. And I think that's why we're such in a powerful time where if you really want to focus on personal growth and self-improvement, it's all accessible to you online, right? And I think that's something that kind of everybody has to go through on their own time. Listening to this podcast itself is part of that process, you guys. You know what I mean? So if you're listening to this, you're already on the right step here. Next thing I wanted to kind of connect this with is pretty much overcoming those challenges and embracing the resilience factor, right? And this is tied into what we just talked about, right? Because you're going to get hit in the face by life in multiple ways. And you really have to just learn to overcome these challenges. And that is where you start to build resilience, right? So no matter what point you are in your life, you're going to have challenges. And you have to always look at, yeah, it sucks. Let's be real, right? When you're faced with a challenge, whether that's financially, emotionally, physically, whatever it is, when it's actually happening, you could say all the motivational stuff you want. But when it's actually happening and you're in the dirt, it sucks. But if you can get through the dirt, and this is where, you know, that resilience factor kind of comes into play here and your determination on you wanting to achieve things in life, that is the growth thing. That is the growth concept of dealing with that challenge. You know, so learning from failures, learning from challenges going on. This is something I talked about episodes ago on the podcast, right? Something that if you look at successful people, you know that person is damn resilient because of the stuff that they've gone through. And if you have an opportunity to talk to those people that you see as very successful and who, you know, whatever niche or category that is, you'll learn that there's a common thing in a lot of their stories. They were obviously hit with a challenge, they went through it, and somewhere down the road, they learned from that and they were able to find success in their own way. Right? So that is something that everybody has to work through. The worst thing you can actually do is be faced with challenges and just give up, whatever that may be, you know? And I feel like if you even just backtrack a couple of years, you know, when we were all locked in our rooms and our houses and places and whatnot, we had nowhere to go. That was a time for a lot of people to go through this. That was a global challenge, you know, and that is a time when people either made it or they didn't. They made it work for them or they didn't. Now, this could have been for a lot of people, it was through online. They were becoming streamers, content creators, online sellers, this and that, you know. And then there were some people that were just like, dude, this sucks. I quit. And that's, you know, it sucks because that is the reality. Like, there are people that push through those challenges and those people that don't. Right? And I'm pretty sure the majority of people, if you ask them, that found success in some form or another through one of the hardest parts of life that the world went through, the pandemic and being locked in, you'll find that a lot of them overcame those challenges and found success along the way after that, right? Next thing too is just, and part of that in something we've talked to about before is goal setting, right? Setting and pursuing stretch goals. Now, this part is kind of when I say stretch goals, it's kind of like a combination of what we talked about in a previous episode where you have your short term, you have your long term goals, you might even have medium term goals, right? But the main point is having these ambitious and like challenging goals to actually push you, to push your boundaries. I do agree, and I've learned this aspect more so from like fitness, the fitness part of my life. Like if you are just staying comfortable, whether that's in the gym or whether that's in your career, whether that's in your relationships, whether that's in, you know, your day to day, you are not going to grow. It's great to be comfortable. It really is. Like if, you know, there's days too where I'm just like, man, I just want to put, you know, a sweater on, put my sweatpants on, maybe not because it's a little hot, but it's the Philippines, you know, curl up, be comfortable. And I want to do anything today on my to-do list. Like I have those days too, and it's okay. But I know that the majority of the time I need to be doing stuff that is challenging myself, pushing me to hit these goals that I've set for myself, right? And so part of it too is one concept of this, the stretch goal method and, you know, having these kind of like audacious, for some people might seem overconfident goal setting. It's something that even if you can't necessarily hit this stretch goal, it's something that pushes you to your limit or at least out of your boundary of comfortability. And I think that's something that's important too, is just, again, when you find success, I know, you know, we celebrate success in our life and everything else. But once you celebrate that properly, you of course want to go and set goals forward and push you even further so you can be more successful, right? Now, for some of you, if you're starting at the ground zero. You know, if you don't have, again, you don't have any goals, you're just kind of going through life. This is something that's very important for you, because even if it's just a simple goal of, I am going to go to the gym. Just this day. Like, don't even think about the week. Don't think about the month. Today, I'm going to go to the gym. If you don't have a gym membership, today, I'm going to go on a walk. Like, those small steps lead to your ability to be able to set stretch goals. And then it becomes that 10-minute walk, or that walk outside, turns into, I'm going to work out 4 days a week in the gym. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to create one piece of content this week, and I'm going to stick to that plan, and I'm going to post it on TikTok or YouTube Shorts or a long form content, like whatever it is. If you stick to these small goals and then you stretch them out, and then you're to the point where, okay, I'm going to make a video about this topic. It's going to be 20 minutes long, and I'm shooting to get this many views out of it. I'm going to get 50,000 views on it. Like, that is a stretch goal, but having that goal written down, or at least in mind, puts you on the right path to achieve that. And if you don't necessarily achieve those 50,000 views and this and that, at least you're still doing the things to get to that point. And maybe one day it does work out for you, right? Because that, to be honest, guys, that's kind of what happened to me. Like, when I was posting for my first year as a content creator, and I was streaming and I was taking clips and posting them, I was like, you know what? I'm going to post at least two of these clips on TikTok per week and hope that they pick off. If I get 10,000 views, no, actually at that point, I would think, I was like, if I get 1,000 views, great. And then I started hitting that. And then I was like, man, I couldn't imagine. One day, if I get 100,000 views on a TikTok video, that would be awesome. Right? It seemed impossible to me at the time. It seemed like a super far stretch for a goal. But then it eventually happened, because the things that I was doing, the habits that I was building, eventually led me to the point of hitting that stretch goal. And once I hit that, I felt good about it. And then I was like, this is awesome, right? Let me celebrate this. Hell yeah. What's my next goal? And when the next one was like 200,000, you know what I mean? Until eventually I ended up hitting one of my first videos on TikTok that hit 1 million views. And that was a huge moment, because if I would have asked myself when I first started, do I think you could ever hit 1 million views on a TikTok video? I would have said, hell no. Like, there's no way. There's no way a video of mine would get 1 million views on TikTok. Like, that's how I felt at the time. So, you know, even as my journey started as a content creator, it was kind of like, dude, how do I get in this mindset of being what I would consider myself, a successful teacher, right, at the time? Now I need to learn how to be a content creator and be successful there. Like, how do I get that? How do I make that happen? And again, this started with the goal setting part, you know, setting goals and improving, right? Again, this whole thing about just the fact of personal growth and development, I was growing as a person because I transitioned from teaching to content creation, something I had never really dipped into, you know, like fully. Like, yeah, I might have made a channel here and there on YouTube, but it was with friends, and I never, you know, went and tried to make thumbnails or graphics or anything like that. So for me, I had to go and kind of self-study. How do I do this? How do I learn about this? Right? It was a whole learning process for a year. And this is in my late 20s. You know, some of you guys listening to this are much younger than I was back then. And even now, you know, some of you might be older. So that's the thing, is this whole thing is a lifelong learning journey, you know, and you're always going to have challenges. You're always going to have to kind of build that resilience through it. And you're always going to have to achieve these goals and set new ones. There's no just like beating the game. Maybe there is for some people, you know what I mean? Like, life is a game, and they're just like, all right, I've won. I have all the things that I need. I have all the cars, the houses, and, you know, all the money in the world. I've won. But mostly people will say, like, they're not, like, even if they have all that, there's still something that they want out there in life. And this is why goal setting is so important. Because also, I feel like goals also keep you humble. If you actually have the goals set for yourself and you are tracking them, you're hitting them, you're learning how to kind of look back, self-reflect on that journey, have this kind of introspection on all that, you know, you can basically highlight the the journey yourself that you went through personally, whether you do that through journaling or just being mindful about it, this is, again, check out the previous episodes for this success series, guys, because I've talked about this too, how journaling and self-awareness is super important here. But that all ties in, right? It all ties in with pretty much personal growth and development, which is, for a lot of people, I know if you go online and you look on YouTube, because I did this, man. I went on YouTube throughout my life many times looking for self-help and personal growth videos. I've read books, ebooks, just read blog posts, listened to podcasts myself for self-improvement, personal growth. And they've all kind of had like a trickle effect to be able to help me achieve what I feel like I've achieved up to this point in my life, right? There's still obviously a lot of things that I want to go for, but you know, that's going to happen in time, right? The foundation, the habits are already set. And this is something that a lot of people already need to do is if they don't have it, is find the habits, find the time to start building these habits so that you can, you know, have your own form of success, whatever that is going to be for you. And that's the whole point, again, of these episodes is people define success in different ways. Even I do, right? These are my five, basically. I have five. This is the third one. So as you go through life, where do you find yourself feeling successful? That's what we're talking about, right? At least this episode and the next two that are happening, that's the whole point. And I hope that at least with what I am sharing as what I deem as successful, you guys can relate to as well, right? So again, this one, embracing your personal growth and development here, just focusing on growing and improving yourself through the power of lifelong learning, right? Overcoming the challenges and building your resilience towards those challenges. And then from there, setting those goals, stretch goals, some that might even seem a stretch, right? That's why they're called stretch goals. But still being able to put yourself on that path to build those habits and achieve those goals of yours. And then again, always, always important, success. How can you call yourself successful? How can you notice the steps you're taking to success if you don't self-reflect and you don't have self-awareness, right? So those are some points to think about, guys, for this episode. I hope, you know, someone out there, this helps you kind of start to think on your own on getting on the path of success for yourself. And I wish you all the best in whatever you're trying to accomplish. All right. You can do it. And again, thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day and we'll see you in the next one.